From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Jamaican government takes over a second financial institution. Edward Siaga says there's something sinister.
This was an entity that need not have collapsed.
Federal records show a link between the U.S. challenge against bananas and Chiquita's political contributions. And we examine possible changes in British aid policy in the event of a change in government. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. One of Jamaica's opposition leaders, Edward Siaga, has described the recent government takeover of the Eagle Financial Group as sinister. The Labour Party leader told Caribbean Report that early pleas by the Eagle companies for government help aimed at encouraging overseas investment were ignored. Shortly we'll be hearing from Mr. Siaga, but first, Jennifer Grant in Kingston reports on this latest takeover, the second in under a year.
Last Friday, the Jamaican government announced that the Bank of Nova Scotia Canada, parent company of BNS Jamaica, would take over the management and restructuring of the Eagle Financial Network. The Jamaican government purchased majority shareholding in the group for $1. It's the second financial entity to be taken over by the government in under a year. Reports are that over $1 billion in deposits was withdrawn in the 2 weeks leading up to the takeover in the wake of mounting speculation. In a statement, former CEO Dr. Paul Chen Young, who formally resigned minutes before the takeover was announced, said he relinquished control in the interest of policyholders and savers.